join me in welcoming to the stage Hillary Rodham Clinton.
During an hour and a half discussion about her new memoir, What Happened, Hillary Clinton urged the crowd of mostly supporters to not be discouraged by her loss to Donald Trump in the presidential race nearly 1 year ago.
The outcome in Michigan was not what I hoped or worked for. Let me just tell you that.
Clinton said she's formed a new organization called Onward Together.
To encourage the outpouring of activism and engagement that we're seeing right now. Now, nothing makes me feel better than channeling my frustrations into action, and I hope many of you have come to the same conclusion because our future depends on it.
Clinton, who served as Secretary of State under President Obama, discussed at length how Michigan voters were targeted by Russian-linked social media articles. She took President Trump to task for not doing enough to stop interference in upcoming elections.
Even Attorney General Sessions himself says the administration is doing virtually nothing to prevent future attacks. I don't care whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, an independent. I don't care. If you are an American, this should alarm you. It is shameful. The president swore an oath to faithfully execute the law and defend our Constitution, and he should start doing his job.
Clinton says sexism in politics can only be driven out by more women running and winning office.
So I hope women of all ages will read this book and be inspired to run for office, to compete, to get into the public arena.
It's a message that resonated with some attendees I talked with in the lobby of the Hill Auditorium after Clinton's appearance. Simran Buttar is a computer engineering major at U of M. But after hearing Clinton, she says politics may be on the horizon.
Well, it showed a lot of things that I, like, as an individual and as a college student, can do to sort of make my voice more heard, especially as a woman, too, like, ways that I can contribute to my community on, like, local levels, like, with grassroots organizations and just different even clubs on campus that I can join.
Exit polls show 94% of African-American women voted for Clinton. And physician Helen Bird of Detroit said there was good reason for that.
I think she knows how hard it is to be a woman and to be a black woman and what women have to face.
And she hopes Clinton is thinking about one more presidential run.
Love her. I hope she runs in 2020. She's wonderful.
Reporting from the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, Reginald Hardwick, WKAR News.